Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. GitHub disclosed a bug that caused session cookies to log people into other random accounts instead of their own. GitHub says this issue was not the result of compromised account passwords, SSH keys, or personal access tokens, and there is no evidence to suggest that this was the result of a compromise of any other systems. They add this issue could not be intentionally triggered or directed by a malicious user. Autonomous vehicle company Waymo released a study on Monday showing how their self-driving car would have fared in 91 simulations based on real-world data. The study claims Waymo vehicles avoided 82% of crashes and avoided striking a pedestrian or cyclist in 100% of those simulations. These findings have yet to be reviewed by an independent party for verification. Apple released iOS 14.4.1, an important security update to address a WebKit vulnerability. The update aims to prevent arbitrary code execution in Safari and third-party browsers. A SecureWorks counter-threat unit report says attackers that use the web shell exploit called Supernova to attack SolarWinds servers is linked to a group that attacked the Zoho Manage Engine servers with a zero-day exploit in August. SecureWorks calls this group Spiral, and that characteristics of the activity suggest the group is based in China. Facebook is testing a new feature in India, letting creators opt in to sharing their reels from Instagram. The reels can then appear as recommended content and will retain the Instagram account name rather than their Facebook account. The California Labor Commissioner's Office cited Amazon and a delivery contractor $6.4 million for wage theft violations, including minimum wage, overtime, meal break, rest period, and split shift violations. 718 workers were affected for services provided between April 2018 and January 2020. VMware and NVIDIA announced an AI-ready enterprise platform designed to deploy VMware software on NVIDIA GPUs is available. Justin Boitano, NVIDIA's VP and GM of Enterprise and Edge Computing, told VentureBeat NVIDIA is trying to reduce the amount of time it takes to deploy an AI workload in a production environment from an average of 80 weeks to 8 weeks. The European Banking Authority reports it has restored its email communication services after zero-day Microsoft Exchange server attacks. The EBA states the attacks were limited and the confidentiality of EBA systems and data were not compromised. Krafton, a South Korean game developer best known for PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, invested $22.4 million in Nodwin Gaming, an esports events firm in India. India banned PUBG last year due to cybersecurity concerns, leading Krafton to sever ties with Chinese publisher Tencent in hopes of returning the game to India. The authors of a 2018 Microsoft-led research paper on quantum computing withdrew the paper and apologized for errors. The retraction, published in Nature, notes data of two figures had been unnecessarily corrected and not noted explicitly in the paper. BBC reports Microsoft says it remains confident of its wider efforts on quantum computing. Wind Futures sources say a new Surface Laptop 4 will arrive in April, with both Intel and AMD options. AMD models will reportedly include Ryzen 4000 mobile chips. Otherwise, design and specs are expected to remain similar to the Surface Laptop 3. The Information interviewed Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who spoke about his vision for mixed reality devices. Zuckerberg said by 2030, glasses will be advanced enough to feel like you're able to teleport to someone's home and replace in-person meetings. Facebook plans to release smart glasses in partnership with Ray-Ban later this year. If you remember Neopets, first launched in 1999, you may also remember how site security was never particularly strong. Now, in 2021, black market trades involving original art, unconverted Neopets proves to be an ongoing problem. A Neopets staff member posted on their forums, "In light of the situation, our team will be taking another look at the issue of pet trade reversals and taking steps to ensure all users are fairly treated if they are unknowingly involved with an illegally obtained pet." For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.